I mean, just a fucking criminal. Total criminal. Upside down and sideways. Corrupt as they come. He should be in federal prison right now, Chris Dodd. Instead, he's parading around. He's got a house in Ireland. He's got a couple houses. Did pretty well for himself on a senator salary. Get the fuck out of here. Dedicated something to UConn. Some kind of center. The Dodd Center. Maybe they teach people how to sexually harass waitresses. Do you remember this guy? He was in a scandal. He and the late Senator Ted Kennedy like molested a waitress at the diner, at the restaurant. They had to be like pulled off by regular folks. Like, they called it a waitress. I'm not kidding. Okay. You have to know your history. They called it a waitress sandwich. And they started harassing her sexually and like literally assaulting her and molesting her in public. And people just sat there like, hey, that's weird. And then finally some good people stepped in and broke it up and saved the woman. But I couldn't believe it. But Biden actually made a reference to a waitress and Chris Dodd. And we have the videotape. I said, these people are laughing at us. They're laughing at us. And to honor this fucking criminal is unbelievable. This guy was one of the worst people. Well, of course, you have to be to serve in the Senate. You can't even make it up. Let's go to the videotape. And then followed by a series of insane statements Biden made. He's starting to sound like a real third world despot, a real tin pot dictator, yelling and screaming. I mean, this guy's a fucking maniac. There's no idea where he is. Let's go to the videotape on the Dodd thing, and then we'll go downhill from there, okay? And then we can get this show, further this show, talk about some news. Let's go videotape.
Saw up close how he fought for human rights and human dignity in the Senate. Do you know my measure, Madam Ambassador, Ambassador Kennedy? You know what my measure is? People who tell me they care about people and then disrespect a waitress or a waiter. People who tell me they care about how, in fact, people are entitled to be treated with dignity and walk by someone at a shoe sign stand and sudden say hello. People who do not do the just simply decent things for ordinary people. That's the real measure. I've never seen Chris, figuratively or speaking, walk by anybody.
Folks, you can't make it up. The guy molested a waitress. Great guy, yeah. He really cares about people. If you did your own research on Dodd, you'd find out that he's just a fucking arch criminal. And a disgrace to Irishmen everywhere, as far as I'm concerned. And he's lucky. Guys like himself and Barney Frank, they got out. They got out. They were lucky that they didn't end up in fucking prison. Of course, nobody in D.C. goes to prison. If I was running the FBI, those assholes will be making license plates somewhere in the joint. Barney Frank and Dodd Frank. Fuck, I mean, just total sellout to big business. It's the worst of the worst, these people. This really is something else. Of course, we have short memories as Americans. People don't even know who the hell Dodd is. But hey, don't worry. Biden, in his series of strange statements in that speech, and you can understand why they won't let him speak on a regular basis. Let's do a little bit of a medley here. Buckle up. Let's go back to the videotape.
Fewer, not more, fewer. I want them to see the ability of the human mind to rationalize overturning the ban on transgender individuals serving openly.
The depravity and the crimes against humanity that the Nazi regime committed.
I'm so tired. Whiskey and mama. This guy. If he drank whiskey, he'd be more coherent. So it's just a little recap when he wasn't yelling. I don't know what a Chan, C-H-A-N, Chan gender is. And the Chan's gender. What is it? And instead of Nazi regime, Nazity? It's not Latino. That's some kind of Latino gang we don't know. The Nazity cartel must be stopped. He can't even pronounce Nazi, one of the easiest words to pronounce. I mean, he should know. Most of the folks he hires are borderline politically on Nazi ideology. Certainly fascist. So I can't believe it's hard for him to say the word. This is who we're dealing with, okay? He's a fucking maniac. You can't even... If you think that's bad, I think we have one more videotape. It's perhaps the most disturbing. You think that's bad, him talking. And, of course, the crowd at this thing wasn't very big, thank God. I don't know why he's yelling at people. There's like 12 people there. At least the idiot didn't come home this weekend. He fucked up air travel in Connecticut and Hartford. And later in the day, they cut him loose. Of course, he probably had a lot of anxiety and he had to blow some steam. So they took a... You can't even believe it. I was scratching my head about these parents who let their kids around Joe. They took Joe to a Hartford daycare and they cut him loose. He looks like a guy at a petting zoo. That's how I mean, I know it sounds fucking twisted. We'll go to the videotape. He looks like a guy. He's walking around hugging kids. He's crazy. He's, and everybody there, all of his handlers and stuff are like laughing. And the Secret Service, you guys are a fucking disgrace. Let this guy run around, run loose. You really are a disgrace. What this guy has been doing. Who knows what goes on behind the scenes. The stuff we hear is completely preposterous. But that's okay. That's why they call it the Secret Service, because they want to make sure that they keep these guys and their activities, extracurricular activities, so to speak, secret. Because it's all part of a protection racket. If you knew what these guys really were up to, your head would spin and perhaps you'd be storming the fucking castle. So it's very important for them to maintain control by telling you nothing about these people, what they're really like. But you can sure as shit get a flavor of what they're really like. This guy is literally petting children. And the parents are standing by. And I don't even understand. How you would let... This is right up there with parents who put their kids in the trial, the pharmaceutical trial for Moderna and Pfizer. This might be more dangerous, letting Joe loose in a daycare center. I mean, what the fuck is going on? Of course, it wasn't widely reported in the media. They want to keep these things quiet. But they say a photo is worth 1,000 words. What's a video of the U.S. president petting children? What's that worth? Let's go to the videotape. I can't even.
Lisa.
Would you let your kid around this guy? Can you imagine what he does off camera? No, you can't. And he'll never know, thanks to the upstanding people in the Secret Service. I get a kick out of these retired Secret Service who parade around like their fucking shit doesn't stink. It does stink. It does stink. Believe me. You're just full of shit. Period. And your cheap bastard gone out drinking with you bastards. You're cheap as shit. A bunch of goddamn whiskey criminals and vodka criminals, etc. Anyway. Parents. I think it's a big joke. Everybody, oh, it's so cute that Joe's bear hugging a child and rubbing their chest, a little girl, and then petting a boy in a fucking disturbing way. Like he was a Shetland pony. Anyway, you're not supposed to see those things. Of course, our crack squad of young bucks go to great lengths to find these disturbing images just for you. I think we have a new listener out there, a guy by the name of Francis. He rolled up on me. I was on Friday. A lot of people say, what do you do on Friday on your day off? Well, sometimes I share little tidbits. It's never boring when I'm out on the street. Ever. Never. My wife says, what are you? You're like a magnet for things that are happening. I took my vehicle down. My wife's vehicle needs some new tires, so I went down to the tire joint. On Friday, it was a beautiful day. I was sitting outside waiting for them to finish it. And a guy rolled up on me. A guy that came out of nowhere. He dressed raggedy. Had some He wouldn't have been able to hang out in Australia. He had some tattoos and he had some paperwork in his hand. He said, hey, man, can I use your phone? I got to call my wife. I just got out of jail. I said, you just got out of jail, huh? All right. Make a phone call for you. So we called. He needed a ride. He was going back to Wilmington, but he was nowhere. He was going to walk back to Wilmington. Been in jail since August. He says it's a bum rap, so you never can tell around here. They lock up everybody around. Of course, they make a lot of money when they lock up. I think the feds are paying about $350 a day for prisoners in county here. We'll lock anybody up. It's pretty good money. So we called his wife, nobody home. We called somebody else, nobody home. So he's freaking out. Just got out of jail. He's trying to get home. There's nothing worse. The anticipation when you get out and then you can't get back. Got out of jail, went back to court. One thing after another. Down on his luck, man. So I said, what's your name? And he said, Francis. I said, oh, like St. Francis. He said, yeah, I was born at St. Francis Hospital in Wilmington. I said, yeah, I know where that is. I said, that's Joe Biden's hometown, right? Joe Biden's name. He goes, yeah. He raised his eyebrows like, yeah. Jesus, don't bring that up. He's not doing too well. I said, no, he's not doing too well. So we were rapping. I said, look, man, I'm tired here. I can't get you home, but I'm going to get you home. I'm going to make it my mission to get you home because, but you gotta, you know, think about the future, man. And I told him some of my story, my run-ins with the law and the feds and stuff. I said, you can always turn it around, bro. And the good thing is he can get a job anywhere, right? Now. He's a mechanic, that kind of thing. So they're hiring. You can get a job. I said, just fucking stay on the straight and narrow, man. Keep your head down and work hard. So if you're out there listening, I gave him my podcast. I told him to tune in, and maybe he's listening. And anyhow, I got him an Uber. I said, I'll get you an Uber, man. Take you back to Wilmington. Right now, he lives in a really gritty section of Wilmington. Of course, everybody makes Wilmington sound like it's such a luxurious place because Joe Biden's well. Of course, Biden doesn't even fucking live in Wilmington, technically. He lives in Greenville, which is a Tony suburb of Wilmington, although it uses a Wilmington mailing address. I mean, fucking Biden hasn't been in Wilmington, real Wilmington, where Francis lives, probably in 20 years. Francis is down there, man. He's in the hood. He told me where he lived. I said, God damn, boy, that's gritty down there, man. You got a little bit of everything. You got meth. You got heroin. You got running all kind of stuff, stealing cars and everything else. I said, maybe get the hell out of that neighborhood, bro. That could be a good start. But, you know, we're creatures of habit. But anyway, if you're out there listening, bro, just fucking keep it real. Keep your nose down and go to work and don't run with the wrong dudes. You'll be all right. Old habits are hard to break. I understand that. But once you break them, it's crazy. So he got home. And I said to myself, well, would be able to even get him an Uber ride if it wasn't for the folks on Pain.tv. You know, we have an Uber account. And I said, we'll get you an Uber. Get you home. So your contributions on Pain.tv are going to help people. We've done a lot to help a lot of people. We don't publicize it much, but I just wanted to do a shout out to Francis. And wish you the best of luck. It ain't easy, the rebuilding. But I told him, you can rebuild. And I tell this to everybody. You can rebuild, man. You can do it. You lose your job. You got to change gears. Sometimes there's big opportunities in that that you never saw. I know it's daunting. And the weight on your shoulders, it's massive. I understand that. I've been there. I've been there. And then some. But you take it one step at a time. You make positive advancement. Sometimes it's one step forward, two steps back. The next day is two steps forward, one step back, three steps forward, one step back. Before you know it, you get a little momentum going. But guess what? As we listen to Dr. Harvey Rich from Yale, the epidemiology professor, you can't make positive steps if you're fucking dead. Or if you can't walk. Or if your heart's all fucked up. So keep it real. And as we talked about and we heard from ESPN's Allison Williams, these decisions are hard, but guess what? You still have your health. And speaking with Marie on Friday, the big show we've been doing on Friday, she just framed it like, you're nothing without your health. None of this matters. The money, the career, the whatever. Your plans for the future. There is no future unless you have your health. So you need to retool. And it's scary, man. But like guys like Francis are going to be doing it. And I've done it, and you can do it too. It's one step at a time. Don't get these crazy goals that you can't reach, right? Your goals have to be achievable. And you start with small goals and you build up. And it takes a while, but and you see the obstacles that you see these maniacs like Fauci telling you can enjoy the fucking holidays, you can enjoy Halloween. And there's no scarier monster than this kind of guy. Talk about Halloween and ghouls and goblins. This guy's a fucking ghoul, man. I mean, he is. These guys wipe people out. They don't even think about it. They wipe people out like you plan meals, man. It's just a matter of course. For their corporate goons and their elite overlords, it's unbelievable. So Francis and you other folks out there, just keep plugging away, man. As my mom said, never, ever quit. Ever. Don't ever quit. And never let these guys get the best of you. Never let them see you quit. Never even let them know that you're contemplating quitting or that it's on your radar screen because times are tough. Don't give them a fucking inch. They feed off of that. They feed off of it. They're sick people, man. Fucking fight and scrap and claw, man. That's what made this country great. That's what, if we're going to survive and make it great again, it's not going to be by buying a red fucking hat. It's going to be by rolling up your sleeves and not putting up with these assholes anymore. Both sides of the aisle, as a matter of fact. Of course, there are no two sides of the aisle. It's one side in D.C., and they're against you, and they're the haves, and you're the have-nots, clearly. Clearly, that's fucking evident. Do we have any more videos left? A shout-out to the folks on Pain.TV. We'll have something on Hotwire tonight. And we've been on a roll lately with Hotwire, only for about 7 months or 8 months. We've been on a roll, but we appreciate you folks subscribing to that level. And we feel that you're getting a return on investment just based on your feedback. Of course, this isn't bravado or me patting myself on the back. This comes from you folks, and that's the whole point. Man, we jumped out of the fucking gates on a Monday, huh? Not Bill Gates. That jackass had a big wedding in New York. His daughter got married. They got married at their New York farm estate. He came from the West Coast. What a champ. Flew in on his private jet with his private entourage. Oh, a guy who's really concerned about the environment. Mr. Carbon Footprint blowing in. Mr. Green Energy pissing away enough carbon for his daughter's wedding. Love walks in little Van Halen. Love walks in the Gates family. Melinda was there too. It was a reunited. Peaches and Herb reunited, and it feels so good. $2 million fucking dollars plus for the wedding. Yeah, he's one of you. He's struggling like you and I. Fuck out of here. $2 million pissing it away on a wedding. If you're Bill Gates' kids, are you proud of that guy? You're just fucked up as he is. I mean, it's okay that he's your dad and stuff, right? You say, okay, it's my dad. But at the same time, you can be thinking, this fucking guy's hanging out with Epstein and cooking up global schemes to harm people. Yeah. That's who you want walking you down the aisle. What, Satan wasn't available? These people fucked up, man. Plain and simple. I need a drink. Well, it's good to have you folks here, and we appreciate everything you do for us. Thomas Paine Podcast and on Paine.TV. What we did this weekend is work on the app, and the app is off to the folks at Apple and the folks at Google. It's done from our end, and so as soon as it's in the store, we'll let you know when it's in the app stores. And I really like the way it turned out. The Young Bucks, God bless them. Where would I be without the folks breaking their ass for me and for us here? I mean, one thing I learned, you can't do it all yourself. You folks out there, if you're trying to rebuild too, I'll give you a fucking lesson, a shortcut. You can't do it yourself. You can't. You need help. You need to rely on family You need to rely on some friends, perhaps. Some good friends. Of course, when you're going... Francis will tell you this. I'll tell you, too. When you're going through tough times, man, you really find out who your fucking friends are. And it's not. It's not who you thought it was before the shit hit the fan. Before the feds kick in your door and drag you away for some Mickey Mouse fucking thing. You find out who your friends are. You really do. And I'll tell you, 2020 hindsight, it's not that bad of a thing to get rid of the dead weight in your life. Get rid of the people in your life that keep dragging you down, man. If you're going to rebuild and you want to literally rise from the ashes like a phoenix, the odds are against you. You can't rise. You can't fucking spread your wings, grow your wings again, get your wings underneath you and spread your wings and rise from the ashes if you are being held down by bad fucking people. And luggage. Dead weight. A good place to start. The people that forgot you didn't ask if they could help you when you're going through your tough time, wrote you off. Get rid of them. You don't have time for them. Don't give them a second thought. Ditch them. Fuck them. And you should almost have a chip on your shoulder, regardless whether you've gone through financial problems, legal problems, problems against the FBI, etc. Business problems. You should almost have a chip on your shoulder that you will succeed despite these people. You will rub it in their fucking face. You will rise again. And that comes from inner strength. And you got to find some. And you do that by taking positive steps every day. It's almost like working out. You take little steps every day. Before you know it, you do more. You do a little bit more. It's like weightlifting. And then before you know it, you're strong. And don't let anybody get in your way. Don't let anybody tell you you're done. You're out. You're down and out. You're out for the count. Fuck you. I'm done when I say I'm done. Just like the government. Don't let the government push you around. Don't let them fucking push you around. These people. No. Not happening. Not fucking happening. Fuck off. That's what I call getting your mojo going, baby. Get your mojo going. That's the mojo that built this place, man. We got to get it back. We got to get your fucking mojo back. Someone comes at you, all right. Let's go. Let's fucking go. Let's see what you got. You'll knock me down. I'll get the fuck back up. It's like a monster movie, man. Every time you turn around, I'm right behind you. I'm not going away. I live on my terms. I live a free man, a free woman. I won't bow to you. I won't bow to any tyrants. Any totalitarian assholes get in my way, I'll steamroll them one way or another. You might know I'm coming. You might not know I'm coming. Don't fucking tread on me, man. Don't tread on me, motherfucker. Get your mojo back, man. Let's go. Be ready for anything to come to your way and be confident. Be confident. If you have some faith peppered in there, more power to you. God bless you. I'm talking about real faith. I'm not talking about Nancy Pelosi going to the fucking Vatican and playing grab ass with another psychopath.